The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 21st, 1975, in San Francisco, California.
Krishnada, some scientists say that there is no life in the other planets. And some scientists say there may be. So who is correct?
Didn't the Yamadutas?
Huh?
You stated in your lecture yesterday that the Yamadutas said that what is truth is what is in the Vedas. So I assume from the Vedas, Vedic knowledge, that there is life on other planets.
Yeah.
Logically speaking, also.
Yeah. How can you say there is no life?
But the scientists are saying, though, that the nearest star to our, you know, they consider the sun a star, and that the nearest star to ours is light years away, which means that they do not believe that there's life in this entire solar system, the planets nearest us, the moon, Venus, Mercury, Mars, Neptune, Jupiter. They assume it's either too cold.
No, we say in the sun there is life. Otherwise, how Krishna says, Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratkaman Homabhan. I spoke this Bhagavad Gita sign to the sun god. Sir? Sun god is jet stone, and Krishna spoke to him.
They're very convinced, though, that they went to the moon.
Hmm?
They're very convinced that they went to the moon.
Why?
The scientists. They're very convinced that they went to the moon.
I was going to ask you, Prabhupada, is that the moon planet that we see, is that the same moon planet that's mentioned in the Shastras? Same planet?
Yes.
Yes, same one.
Same one. But the moon planet where they went, that is a dark planet. That is not moon.
My father is a graduate of Berkeley. He majored in astrology and chemistry. And he's an atheist. And his logic is very empirical. Is that if there's other life, they have to have bodies similar to ours. So
why?
It's impossible to have a life on the sun because we could not live there. That's the empirical way of.
You cannot live there. Therefore, there is no life.
That's what they assume.
But you cannot live in the water. Why there is life?
Well, you know,
what is this nonsense
in? You don't have a body like yours.
Right.
There are millions of living entities within the water. But you cannot live even for half an hour.
But to scientific knowledge, there's no life in fire.
Huh? Why not?
Well,
fire is also one of the elements like water and earth. So if there is life in the water, life on the earth, why not in the fire? What is this logic?
Actually, everything is burning.
Hmm?
Everything is burning. Even this body is also on fire.
No, the material ingredients, five elements, out of the five elements, fire is one of them. So, if in the four elements there are life, why not in the fifth? How do you say? That is their ignorance.
You say even in the Shastra, Prabhupada, that there's so many living entities in this body. There's so many living entities living in this body. It's
that's
evident.
A fact. As soon as the body is dead, so many living entities will come out. Why? How it is possible? How the living entities are coming? What is the reason? You say the body is dead. So why from the dead body are the living entities coming?
It becomes food for others.
Huh?
It becomes food. Correct?
Food or whatever it may be. But the body, the ingredients of the body are complete to get life. (Clears throat) You cannot say some chemical is missing. If it is missing, then how so many living entities are coming? There is nothing missing, everything is there. You cannot say missing. What is that missing? You do not know. That is soul.
When I first joined the movement, Sri Baba, I used to listen to your lectures and go talk with my father.
Mm.
And he would argue with me, and I would find a question, come back and ask you, find the answer, go back and argue with him.
Mm.
But the thing I always came up against is that if he assumes that there's life on other planets, or that there is a supreme source, a supreme energy, or God.
Mm.
Then it destroys his entire life's work, his study.
They are fools. They should stop all this education. This university should be broken. Because they are producing only fools. That's all. They should stop this education.
Donate all these buildings to you.
The buildings will remain there, but they will be finished. What is this education? They do not know what is God, what is soul. What is the meaning of education? Simply bodily concept of life, like cats and dogs. So what is the use of education? They remain cats and dogs. There is no value.
They cannot live happily either.
Huh?
They cannot live happily either.
Because they are, basically they are mistaken how they can be happy.
Yeah.
Basically they are mistaken how you can be happy. They do not know what is happiness.
As a matter of fact, that's the same thing my father said.
Hmm?
He says that because you believe in God, he says you don't have to fear death. He says, but I have nothing to look forward to.
So that is also the position of a stone. So you better remain a stone, but I am life. The stone does not believe anything, and still it is heavy. So you remain a stone, I am not stone, I am life.
There's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita that without Lord Chaitanya, there's no life.
Mm-hmm.
That without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's no life.
Yes.
Achaitanya.
Achaitanya, yeah.
So this dark planet then is closer?
Huh?
This dark Raghu planet, this is closer?
Yeah.
Rahu?
Rahu, yes. Rahu is between earth and
moon.
Moon is above sun.
So it is bigger than the sun?
Huh? Not necessarily.
The
size is there in the Bhagavad.
In Stockholm, Prabhupada, they had in the museum. They have a whole room. And in the room there's American flag and Swedish flag, and there's a whole exhibit with one teeny little rock about as big as my fingernail that the Americans gave the Swedes. It's supposed to be a rock from the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And they said in it that it's exactly as any kind of rock that you'll find on Earth.
I see.
And it was a different...
It is simply cheating. They found this in Arizona somebody. And laboratory what?
I've been trying to arrange a meeting between Your Divine Grace and that astronaut. Mm. He was going to come to Ratiyatra, but he had to go to Florida for some space project.
What does he say, astronaut?
He says that his name is Edgar Mitchell, and he was one of the men who went to the moon.
Mm.
So we talked, and he said that actually he thinks he has gone to the moon.
Mm.
But he said that when he was there, he had a religious experience, and he felt that there was a God when he went to the moon. He had this experience.
Mm.
So when he came back, he was telling all his scientist friends what his experience was. So they became very afraid, and they kicked him out of the space project. They thought he had become a fanatic, religious sentimentalist, so they kicked him out. So now he has opened up an institute for noetic sciences, or this is some Greek word, it means like spiritual science. He wants to prove to the scientific world that there is God.
That's nice. He's good.
Well, we gave him a copy of Easy Journey to Other Planets and Srimad Bhagavatam, and he's been reading that. He is friends with that other scientist, Wernher von Braun, who gave that speech, also saying that he feels that there is definitely God by his scientific study. We also wrote him a letter, but we haven't gotten any response. Sarup Damodar Prabhu wrote him also.
What he?
He's a very big scientist for Fairchild. He started the space project.
He invented those rockets in Germany.
And he was actually captured. He used to work for Hitler. He invented the V2 rockets that bombed London. Or was one of them.
He gave a very nice talk in San Francisco.
About?
He said that from his scientific studies, he's feeling frustrated. So he said he made a public statement that he's going to give them up for studying God. He says that he feels that everything indicates in the universe that there must be a supreme intelligence behind the workings of the universe.
Very interesting. He's interesting. As soon as one denies the existence of God, immediately he comes within the category of four classes of men: sinful, rascal, lowest of the mankind, and knowledge taken away by man.
The four classes that never surrender unto Krishna.
Or do not admit the existence of God.
To assume that there is no God is basically non-scientific. To assume that there is no God is basically non-scientific, because they're denying an entire, field of study.
Yeah. Therefore, they are rascals. Hare Nama, Hare
Krishna. The reason why the Western world is so much involved in science is because the religions that have been presented here in the West have cheated the people economically.
No, why cheated? Christian religion said God created.
But the followers do not practice this idea. The original idea is very nice.
No, they became over intelligent by so called education.
Over intelligent?
Yes.
How
over intelligence means rascal. Intelligence is good, but over-intelligence means that.
How does that work, Srila Prabhupada?
Huh?
How does that happen when you become over-intelligent?
Over-intelligent, it is sarcastic, you say. More than intelligent.
Speculative.
Yeah.
What I meant to say is that the directors of these religions, like the Pope and so many things, they themselves have committed so many abominable activities that people have said, well, why should we stay with religion? These religious leaders, they themselves are eating meat, they have prostitution, they are cheating the people, taking their money, living very
but
nicely.
That is not religion. Why you accept the Pope as religious?
No, we don't accept.
You reject. You reject. Come to us. Why do you accept these rascals as religious? That is your fault. Why should you stick to them, that they cannot teach what is real religion? So let us give it.
In Germany they say that's throwing the baby out with the dirty bathwater.
Throwing?
See, when they wash the baby, uh-huh, and the water's dirty, so they throw the water out with the baby.
Throwing out the baby?
Because there's some irreligion amongst the so-called religious leaders, therefore they reject all religion.
No.
Scientists, I mean.
No. Why? Because he have received some counterfeit coin. Therefore he should reject all coins.
That's the logic.
That is not logic. That is foolishness.
Right.
That is foolishness. You must be experienced that there are counterfeit coins. I shall be very clever and intelligent to see before accepting any genuine coin. That should be your comfort. Not that I have met one or two counterfeit coins, therefore I conclude there is no genuine coin.
Like in the old days when they would get a gold coin, they would bite it with their teeth to see if it was real gold. Make a test.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Well, they must also conclude that there's something true.
Hmm?
Because that is relative.
Hmm. They.
The basis for scientific objection of religious dogma is that in the medieval era in India...
Religious, not dogma. It's like Christian religion, he said that God created this. So this is a fact, but it is not properly explained. Neither the followers understood how to explain. Third class man. Yes. So therefore they should accept, that's all. They should accept. Just like one thing sweet meat, a child is tasting. So if the child wants how it is made, then he has no power to understand. Therefore, he should be simply ordered, you simply eat, that's all. So, in the Bible it is like that. And therefore it is strictly ordered that you should follow. So things are there, but they are not explained. Because they are third class men. The commandment was, thou shalt not kill, and they killed first of all Jesus Christ. So what class of men there? All third class, fourth class men. How they will understand? Now people have become, by education and
this way. So they are these sprinklers on you.
Now they should come to big dictionary. This is Vedic. The Vedic truth is there, but it is not properly explained because the men were fourth class. Now for people have become advanced, they should take to Vedic literature. Then they'll understand how God created. But it was not explained because the people there, they are living in the desert and shepherds and all fourth class, fifth class men. Now these first class men are advanced men. They are trying to adjust the tenth class ideas. Therefore they are becoming rejected. That is all. Now they should come to first class understanding in the Vedas. I think Christ said that there are many things to be spoken by.
Yes, yeah. My father's house has many rooms, but I cannot tell you of it now.
Because they are fourth class, fifth class men. They will not understand. Therefore it is taken dogmas. They, modern students, they are advanced in education and these things are not explained. And besides that, their education is atheistic. Therefore they are trying to reject religion.
They say you cannot study Veda because Christ said that there is no other way than himself.
Because they are fourth class, unless he says like that, how they will stick? They are not intelligent, man. Lord Buddha also said, there is no God. There is no God, but he is God himself.
That means the followers of Lord Buddha are less intelligent than the followers.
Less than their atheist class. So they will not understand what is God. So he says, there is no God. You just hear me and become non-violent. So his idea was, let this rascal first of all become non-violent. Then they will be pure and then they will understand.
Srila Prabhupada, in Nectar of Devotion, you explain that there are three classes of devotees. And you say the third class devotee, he has belief, but he cannot explain or give any support.
Yeah.
This is like Christian.
Yeah.
They believe that
there
is God.
If they believe there is God, that is sufficient. That is sufficient. But now, they being advanced in education, they want to know how God is there. There is no explanation, therefore they reject.
Try to explain scientifically what's in the
Bible. What, that science is
rascal? Yes.
So how they will be able? Because the whole thing is rascal. How they will explain God? Those who are actually advanced scientists, they are explaining, there must be God. They say.
So otherwise the rascals, they try and explain scientifically. They come
to the conclusion. What is their science? All science is rascal.
Yes.
It's like they have never seen what is there in the planet as they are concluding there is no life. So they are all rascals. Maybe one or two like that gentleman who says that, no, there is God. There is there.
So Prabhupada, you said belief is enough?
Yes, for the
common?
Non-educated rascal, belief is this. That is required. Blind belief. That is good.
Blind faith.
Yes.
But to become an advanced devotee, you have to have knowledge?
Therefore, He said, Chaturvidha bhajante maam. This first word, distress, artha, arthati, jnani, and jigyasa. So he approaches God. God, I am distressed, I am behaving. He is simply on faith. That is good. And jnani means he wants to know actually what is God. Then his inquiries advance.
Srila Prabhupada, sometimes philosophers make a distinction between knowledge and a belief. They say you can believe in something, but that doesn't mean that you necessarily know that thing which you believe in.
Yes, that's fair. Therefore, for the neophytes, less intelligent, they should believe. That is the only way. Vishwas. So generally, mass of people, they are not so educated. They should believe.
It says in the Bhagavatam,
therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Vishwas Shabdev Sudhira Nishtha, Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sadhva Kam. Karma Kudaha. Saddha. Saddha means faith. So, in Christian science also, there is a faithful. So, this faith may be blind. But that is required.
Like a child.
Yeah. Saddha Sardhi Vishas. Saddha, faith means believing. Firmly. There is Saddha or faith. There is no question. Yes. Saddha, Sarde, Vishwas. Therefore, you have to believe in the Vedas. Vedas also says like that. That example I give sometimes. That cow dung is stool. In one place it is said stool is impure. In another place it is said cow dung is pure. Now one may argue, what is this? Contradiction. But you have to say, believe it. That is faith. And that is actually being done. So without faith, you cannot make advance. The skeptics, they have no faith. Therefore they are lost. You must have faith.
What is that ingredient, or what is that thing which causes faith to develop in one? From someone becoming
purity. Pure. The more you become pure, the faith is far.
So faith comes from previous pious activity? Faith comes from previous pious activity?
No, it may not be previous activity. You believe the authority, spiritual master.
That comes from purity.
Yeah.
As purity develops, faith becomes more faithful.
That purity is adho shuddha. Beginning is faith. Now, tato sadhu sangha. You mix with faithful men. Then it will develop. Otherwise, if you take simply initiation and then sleep, then faith will be lost. That is happening. You see, that way it is said, adho shuddha tato sadhu sangha. You accept faith, maybe blindly. Now, you make further progress by mixing with advanced devotees. Then it will remain fixed, otherwise you will lose.
Faith is fixed by knowledge?
Huh? No. Faith may be blind, but it increases. If you stick to faith and follow the principles, then it will increase. Swami was purattada. Just like jasya devi parabhakti, jatha devi tatha guru. So if you have got faith in spiritual master, then he'll advance. If you have no faith, then it will be lost.
Unless one is pure, he will not have faith.
No.
Isn't it also like a child?
Yeah. Everyone is child. So the father says, do this, that's all. Like, write A. He does not know what is A. But his father says, write like this. That will increase his education.
But doesn't come first because of trust? Huh? Trust also?
Yes, trust. Without trust, without faith, you cannot advance even an inch. So therefore it is required.
What are the symptoms of purity?
Just like, I do not know where this pathway goes, but you saw me this way. So without faith, how can I go? If I have no faith, then I cannot move in an inch. I believe, yes, he is all right. Let me go. This is faith. I do not know whether it is going, which way it is going. So without faith, you cannot move even an inch. The faith must be there, either it is true or blind.
Everyone has faith.
Yeah, everyone has. Therefore, the direction should be taken from the perfect. And with faith, he'll make progress.
So, Prabhupada, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that where everyone puts their faith, he gives them the steadiness to worship in that way. So how come so many people, they put their faith in all these false gurus or people that impose themselves as ones who are in knowledge, and then they become fooled? Is this previous activities, sinful activities?
What is that?
You explained that in your lecture yesterday, that Krishna is in the heart, and he's giving direction to remember or to forget. Sometimes he's directing to remember him, sometimes to forget him.
Yeah. Because if you have no faith, then Krishna will not give you instruction. And he's faithless. He'll not make progress. Stops.
But people are putting their faith in so many different places.
So many means he has no faith in anything. As soon as you say so many, that means he has no faith. He's faithless.
You say that purity is required for faith to develop. What are the symptoms by which one can be said to be pure?
That is, this kind, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. So if you have faith, you will not do it. But because you have no faith, you will do it. And that will go to ruin.
Farmers have faith that the sun will come up every day. Everyone has faith that the sun will come up every day.
Yeah.
That is actually faith in the workings of the stream, Krishna.
What is your idea? I do not follow. Everyone knows the sun will appear. Faithless or faith?
Is that faith?
Not faith, it's fact. He's seeing every day.
So, Prabhupada, the scientists will argue.
That is, faith means on knowledge. So, faith with knowledge is very good. But beginning must be faith. With knowledge or without knowledge.
Probably the scientists will argue that the Krishna consciousness won't be scientifically accepted if it's just based.
But scientists, how they can argue like that? Therefore, they're rascals. First of all, they explain something theoretically. Hydrogen and oxygen mixed together, it becomes water. It is faith. Then it is practically shown in the laboratory. So faith is the beginning. Theoretical knowledge means faith. Then experiment.
The Vedic knowledge is also that way.
Huh?
The Vedic knowledge is also that way.
Yeah.
So first we hear from the Guru that Krishna is God. We have faith in that, we chant, and then we come to know.
As you become purified, then your faith becomes fixed up with knowledge. Therefore, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jisham tu antagatam papam. One who has finished his sinful life, he can become a devotee. Otherwise, one can't. First of all, beginning, in fact. Then, by following the process, he becomes completely sinless. Then he full knowledge. And so long he will be sinful, the things will be not properly manifested. Jesham tu antagatam pāpam.
The knowledge is not necessary for faith, but faith is necessary for knowledge.
Yeah. Therefore, devotee without any knowledge becomes devotee. That dhair, only faith. The devotee advances, jnanam cha jat ohitaku. Later on they become automatically full of knowledge. Because they have strong faith. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesham evanu kampartham aham ajnana jangatamo nasya. Because he is faithful, therefore I help him. How to get knowledge? Again you come to that. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam. Everything is there.
Your lecture yesterday was so nice to the Prabhupada. Everything, so many ideas from Bhagavad Gita all explained and put together so nicely. Blind faith. Is the belief that that little...
Blind faith, without, that I already explained immediately, why do you forget? He shows me to overcome this. So I have no faith, why shall I go? Then I stop here. Finish. Moment finish. So you have to keep faith. Blind. And if the man who is giving direction is perfect, then your faith will make you advance. But if you go to a rascal, cheater, and if you have faith, blind faith, then you are lost.
Yeah. It's like that little rock that I saw, that is from the moon. Yeah. And that is blind faith.
Yes, blind faith.
Socrates also, he was discussing epistemology, and he said that faith or belief is as good as knowledge for all practical purposes.
Yes. The same thing, the child has no knowledge, but he has faith in his parents and he believes what his parents say, then he is making progress. I have faith in him. Then I give sometimes this example, just like you go to a barber shop and you put your neck like this and he is the razor. So unless you have faith, no, he is good man, he will not cut my throat. How can you do so? So faith is real. If you have no, if you say, no, I have no faith in you, then you cannot be clean.
The example became very clear when we went to India. Because the barbers are so... they look like they could cut your throat.
You can do that. But you must have faith. And there is no saving. So many... Suppose you are going to some unknown place. Now you are purchasing, paying $2,000 ticket. But where is the guarantee that you will go there? You are paying first money, but there is no guarantee. They didn't go there. Then, how do you get the ticket? How do you get on the plane? Unless without faith. The faith, without faith, you cannot move an inch. It must be there. Believe? No, no. This ticket is issued by the Pan-Americans. They are good company. And so many people are going. So, I go. That's all. The faith. You never went there, neither you know whether it will be possible to go there. But still you have to go. That is faith. Huh? Yes, there are so many things. There is no guarantee that he leaves there. But still you have to purchase ticket. You have to get on the plane. There is faith.
And all the passengers have to have faith in the captain of the plane.
Whatever it may be, the faith must be there. Without faith, you cannot.
Actually, that's the scientific knowledge, at least the atheist experience is based upon. On one hand, atheists believe in faith that there is a supreme.
Hmm.
But the atheists believe that undoubtedly there cannot be, because we have not seen
it. That is that foolishness.
No,
the same example can be applied. I have not gone there. How can I pay you? First of all, let me go there, then I shall pay, he may say. But he will get out. First of all, pay, then come. That's it.
We were first coming to this movement, Srila Prabhupada. We opened Bhagavad Gita. Myself, I read. I said, I don't understand this. So I began to clean the floor, wash the dishes, cut the vegetables.
Very good.
And then by your...
Sevan Mukhi Jivadhu. By service only. You can understand God simply by service. There is no other. And the faith begins from the tongue. You see? Therefore it is advised that you chant and take prasad. Then faith will come. Sevan Mukhi Jivadhu. It begins, the faith begins from the tongue. Why? People will be surprised. Faith must begin from the mind, from the eyes. Why it is said tongue? They do not know. That is also faith. That simply engaging tongue in the service of the Lord, I shall understand. This is also blind faith, but actually it is happening. Chant Hare Krishna and take Krishna.
So most of these people, they are so ignorant that we should try to engage them in works of devotion rather than...
This is devotion. Please come here, chant with me and dance with me. And when you are tired, take prasad. That's all.
$5,000 worth of faith yesterday in the prasada.
So, whatever is said in the shastra, now they say, faith begins from the tongue. Now it is surprising. How is that? But it is a fact.
Sadhu must be,
a set
example
of purity. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakka Sineti Koriya. Guru Mukha Padma Vakka Chittete Koriya. Arana Koriya Mane. Don't go anywhere else. Take this faithfully. The orders of Guru. You are singing then. Arana Koriya Mane. This is faith, strong faith. And that is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Saddha Sarde Vishya Sudhiranishya. Vishya, firm faith, that is Saddha. It means to believe strongly. That is faith.
So actually, for, in regards to my father or atheists or scientists,
they're faithless.
General, they'll never believe.
They're faithless. Therefore, they'll never make any progress.
Their
first principle is sacrifice. And in the Shastra, Adho Siddha, first of all, faith. And these Daskars, they have no faith. Therefore, they do not make any progress. And Rupa Goswami says, Adho Siddha. Begin with faith. So, they cannot realize, condemn. Because Krishna withdraw the knowledge. Matta smriti apohananta. So Krishna will say, oh, this rascal is faithless. I'll make him more faithless. He'll never understand. That is atheist.
What is hope for them?
Huh? To become faithful, surrender, that is. Therefore Krishna says, you rascal, surrender. You are not faithful, therefore you are condemned. You surrender first. Then next thing. So unless he becomes a surrender soul, there is no hope. There is no hope. He will never understand.
What is the best way, Srila Prabhupada, to instill a little faith?
Huh?
How do we instill some faith in these faith, people?
A little faith, therefore you associate. Just like we are inviting this morning lecture. Coming. Faith will come.
They will not come.
Huh?
They will not come.
He will not come, then he is condemned. Let them remain animals. If you don't go to his school, there is no question of education. Where is the question of education? One must go to the school with faith that I will be educated. That is the question.
If they take some prasadam, that will help them?
Yes. That is your mercy, that you are this faithless rascal, unlike you take prasadam. That will help.
Maybe please know that Kartikeya said he's looking forward to going to Mayapur.
Yeah. Otherwise, why he is coming here?
Yes.
There must be something.
I spoke with him the other day, and he said now he's getting a degree, but now he does not know what to do with it. So he sees that all of his activity of going to school and getting degrees is useless, waste of time if there's no connection with Krishna.
Nobody can leave.
Everyone comes back. Sometimes you become confused a little, but nobody
can leave. That is Krishna's mercy. Mukunda or Murari? Mukunda. He was going everywhere. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him. Don't let this rascal to come here. You know that?
Yes.
Mukunda. Kharjhatiyavata. Namapi sarvesha madgata antaratpala. Then? Sudhyava.
Yes.
That is it. He has no faith, then he remains in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
If you save the common people by giving them prasadam, how can we save the impersonalists?
That will come later. This will not come. Will never come. Because they do not believe in the personal feature of God. Allah is very hungry. He will not come. Because he does not believe in prasad, does not believe in God.